But for now, though, it's time for Matt Porter, our gadget man with the app of the week. And he's here in the studio with me. And I did wonder whether you were going to cycle in great glory today.
I was going to cycle in, but I had to make other plans at the last minute.
I can't believe Matt, gadget man from Mark Porter Design in Waldenfield, has chosen an electric bike as his gadget on the day of the Tour de France being in the region.
Well, there you go then. That's good timing, isn't
it? This is lazy cycling,
no,
isn't it?
Not at all. No, this is... there are two types of electric bike. There are what's called twist and go, which take you up to about 15 miles an hour. And this type of bike, which is actually assisted. So it's an assisted cycle. So you have to put in effort in order to get assisted with cycling, and so that's the basic idea. You have to pedal. It's an EU directive, actually. It's to do with the European laws with regard to electric bikes, that you have to actually be cycling a pedal motion in order for the assistance to happen.
Right, so that's otherwise you'd have to have all the taxes and stuff.
Not necessarily. I don't know. In the UK, there's differences, but it's the European side of it. This particular bike is from the Netherlands, so it's using those laws, which means that you can be assisted up to 25 kilometres per hour, and at that point, it then switches the motor off, and you're on your own. Any faster than that.
Okay, so what's it called, this particular bike?
It's actually called a Sparta. Let me just have a look. It's called a Sparta Ion RX, which is basically, like I said, it's an assisted electric bike. It came, it was lent to me by a very helpful shop in Leiston called justebikes.co.uk, a nice chap called James. I went to see him last week and he fitted me up for it for a week so I could test it out. It is very, very useful to ride. I rode from my home in Ipswich to Waldringfield and back, and also to the cafe at lunchtime. And it's quite a long ride. It's about 10 miles, and there is a few hills there. We always sort of laugh that it's very flat in Suffolk, but there are some hills there, quite long hills. And you do have to cycle. You do have to put in an effort, but it does take the edge off, and you quite easily cycle up hills. You're using the gears, making sure you're dropping the gears down so it doesn't make it too difficult for you. But in fact, when you are cycling, it's quite enjoyable because
you've got a real smile on your face when you're talking about
it. It's really lovely. It's a really lovely idea. You know, it's for the people that do cycle or have cycled in the past, it's a real good alternative to driving. Obviously, you don't have to pay for road tax. Fuel is simply charging it up at night, so it's negligible amount of electricity to charge it. The battery lasts about 60 kilometres. You can get larger batteries. And you can set it for different speed settings. So it's got five different speed settings and different modes. So power mode, which is what I rode it on. And also it's got a boost. You can pull the a twist grip back and it gives you a boost if you're overtaking or want to get up a hill.
What did people think of it? I mean, presumably you were going a bit faster than the other cyclists.
Yeah, you do find that you're cycling along a lot with the greatest of ease compared to the other cyclists. I found that going through Beelings, which can be a bit of a rat run, I found that cars were desperate to zoom past me. But in fact, when I got down to the hill, I was doing about 30 miles an hour.
Really?
down a hill. Yeah, because it helps you get to... up to that sort of speed, and it's a very smooth ride. So yeah, I got about 30 miles an hour. So yeah, you are actually travelling at a decent speed, and it's not desperately easy. Difficult. I got to work. I wasn't dripping in sweat. I had a nice pleasant glow, I think would be how I'd describe it. But it was a hot day. So.
See, Matt, I can just imagine you on your bike, on this bike, going off to watch the Tour de France and decide to sort of join in. Sort of sail past everybody.
I wouldn't be able to keep up with those riders. They travel at sort of 50 miles an hour in some places. So, it would be no match for those. But it's a great idea. And like I said, especially if you're paying for parking, if you're going to work and things like that, there's no cost to park it. It's very secure as well. It has several security measures built into it, which stop it being any use to anybody that steals it.
What sort of price range are we talking about? Because it must be more expensive than an ordinary bike.
This particular bike is in the region of £1,600, which lots of people would think, oh, gasp at.
Yes.
Expensive bicycles can be that kind of price anyway, or decent bikes, as any cycle shop would probably tell you, costs in that sort of region. Yes, it is more expensive than, say, buying a bike down at a large retailer. But you are getting quite a lot for your money. So, you know, you're getting a very high quality machine with a big battery on it. It's got rack, mud guards. Oh, it's got lights as well built into it. And they can be set to come on automatically as darkness drops. Yeah. And also, if you run out of battery, they revert to dynamo. So you can still cycle the bike unassisted, and the lights will be powered by your pedals like we used to have years ago when we had those ones attached to our wheels.
Well, it's definitely a different gadget from Gadget Man for this week. But thank you so much. Very appropriate, as we're all thinking cycling.
I thought it would be a
today.
Good one. So.
Yeah, definitely. You had to give it back.
I have still got it at the moment. It goes back on Wednesday.
And will you part with it with reluctance?
I think so, yeah. I think these things I always do. But, it's nice to have it. And, one day maybe I might decide to have one.
One day. Thank you so much for coming in, Matt Porter from Matt Porter Design in Waldenville, with Gadget Man and No Ordinary Bike, as he's saying today.